Family's good. I've had a few friends that were affected. None were killed, thankfully, but definitely still a tragic time there in Vegas. Got a lot of people scrambling, but, you know, just praying for the best.
When you say, you know, a few friends affected, can you explain
what would it be? Well, I've had a couple people that I, you know, went to my school. They were shot. They were there at the place. Yeah, flesh wounds mostly. I know of one girl. She's in the hospital right now. So praying for a quick recovery for her. But I have friends who know some of the people that were killed, unfortunately. And so it's tough. It's a hard time right now. But once again, we're praying for them, and a lot's being done. I know a lot of people are giving blood. And once again, you know, if you're watching this, I encourage you to go give blood, at least make an appointment to give blood if you can. So, yeah.
What's that like for you in the early hours of this morning? Is your phone starting to go off and you're like,
yeah, it was heartbreaking. You know, I had text asking if my family was okay, and I didn't know what they were talking about. And so I was able to, you know, read and see what was going on online. And, yeah, my heart was broken. And immediately that's when I started reaching out to people I knew back home. And that's when I got some news of things that were happening, and I was able to see online what was going on. But senseless, and yeah.
Was that last night?
This morning when I saw it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Not a great way to wake up, but you know that's what happened. Yeah. My family's fine, and you know, luckily I know my mom's a huge country fan, and. You know, luckily they came to the game. They were in Minnesota, so that's good.
The people that you said that you knew that were shot, how close were you to some of these people?
Once again, there's schoolmates, you know, and so yeah, just praying that they're fine, you know, and yeah.
And I saw your message obviously on Twitter.
Sure.
Beyond, you know, giving blood, what else, you know? How tragic this is. You have
right. Well, I know it's tough if you don't directly know someone who was affected. It's hard. You know, people are looking. They don't know what to do. My best advice, if you don't have anyone that you can connect to, is, you know, just love who's around you right now. Because this day and age, you never know what's going to happen. Just show some love to people around you if you can. Yeah. And sometimes that's all you can do.
Difficult to talk football on this day, but this
sure.
Team is 3-1 and right. A nice victory. Your defense carrying the load for this. Just how good are you guys feeling, you know, on this Monday as a group?
Well, you always feel good, you know, when you win. And so getting into the film room, we're definitely looking at all the stuff we did right. But, you know, it's a business. There's definitely things we did wrong. And so just look to correct those moving forward. And as we focus on the Panthers this week, we'll just be keeping those things in mind moving forward.
Who on this defense is surprising people? A lot of people throwing your name out there as kind of the guy that's stepping up into
right.
A role that maybe people didn't expect. Who
sure.
Are you witnessing when you're out there who's making plays that maybe, you know, you didn't know right away that they were going to be able to do that?
You know, that's tough to say. That's tough to say any one guy specifically. And I think that's the beauty of this defense, you know, is that we're all working together so well. We're all encouraged by each other's success. And we're all benefiting from it. It's definitely a lot of fun.
Miles, 23 coverage snaps, 0 receptions allowed by you. I mean, is this the best game you played, do you think? All around.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I feel like
I played well. Definitely did my assignments, and so I'm just trying to fly around out there, man. Just trying to have fun and be. And when I get out there, I just want to do well for my brothers, you know, like this guy over here making all these jokes. But yeah, no, it's definitely definitely my goal is to just fly around out there.
Caldwell said that he sees you in a better spot to make plays.
Sure.
I mean, you dropped the interception obviously in the end zone, but
yeah.
You were in the position to make the play. And that's
right.
What's been your process to get to that point?
Just focus, man. Focus on my assignment. You know, as long as you're doing your job, the plays will come. And last year, I don't know if I would have been in that position. And so it's definitely an improvement for me. I'm looking forward. Next time, I just got to come down with the ball. I was joking with Ebron. I was like, man, what do I have to do? So I make sure I catch that next time. So I'm going to have to be on the jugs machine this week, all week.
What was on your mind when that happened?
When it happened, yeah. It felt like I got kicked in the gut. That's what it felt like. You never want to drop those, man. And so I don't take it lightly. And next time I'm going to make sure that I'm in even better position to make the turnover.
So what do you attribute all that, the growth in your game to?
Maturity, I think. Maturity. You know, there's no substitution for it. I've always wanted to work hard. I've always wanted to get better. But now that I'm a little bit more mature, I know exactly what I need to get better in. I'm able to, you know, attack it a little bit better. And once again, that just the credit goes to the guys around me. You know, it's I wouldn't be able to do it by myself. And so it's definitely an exciting environment to be in, and it and promotes growth.
The run of turnovers you guys have been on, forcing them, what's
sure.
the biggest factor in that? Is it
aggressive? Oh, that's easy, man. Everyone doing their job. There's enough plays to go around. And turnovers, I've said it before, that's a direct result of excellent defensive line pressure. Our defensive line is killing it, and they're a blast to watch. If you get extra time, just watch the defensive line. They are hungry, and it's beneficial to the whole defense.
Is there something to be said about how you couldn't single out a guy that's maybe making plays because everyone's kind of doing it, and mm-hmm. just to that point, everyone's right. doing their job? This unit is very cohesive.
Definitely.
As a group. Is that why
Definitely.
You guys are seeing the results that you're seeing?
I'd say that's definitely a big part of it. You know, you can't have a team filled with guys who just want to do well for themselves. You know, there it is a team, and so guys are encouraged by each other's success, which is awesome. I mean, it's unique for sure. Thanks, guys.